you don't have to travel far from any point in our listening area to see collections of art. There are museums, college campuses, and galleries practically in every populated place, the Tyson Foods headquarters in Springdale included. On the grounds outside and on the walls inside are original works by renowned artists with Arkansas ties, and some without local connections like Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas took a tour of the collection and has this report.
As you pull up to the Tyson headquarters on Don Tyson Parkway in Springdale, you'll notice a large bronze sculpture on the front lawn. Birdman is a Native American man on a horse. He's holding an eagle. The sculpture, by Jack Woods, an Arkansas-born artist and friend of Don Tyson, was commissioned by Don Tyson after the untimely death of his half-brother Randall in 1986. Just across the lawn from Birdman is another sculpture, Yokes on the Trail of Tears by Pat Muzak. Works of art are not unique to the exterior of large office buildings or corporate headquarters. Yet these two works are just a hint as to what's inside this building. Dubbed Springdale's Hidden Treasure, these walls hold the 600-piece Tyson Corporate Art Collection. The collection began with Don Tyson, son of the company's founder, John Tyson, and leader of the Chicken Giant for years. That's according to Archie Schaefer, former executive vice president and today's tour guide.
Don collected for years traditional Western art, and you'll see lots of bronzes, many of them done by Jack Woods, who did the big piece out front. But then a few Remingtons and Russells and others that Don collected, as well as, you know, traditional cowboy art paintings, you know, of cowboys and Western art scenes. And Don started collecting.
136 pieces were collected during the Don Tyson era of collecting up to 1992. His son John got the art collecting bug after becoming familiar with the Louvre in Paris during college in the 1970s. Though he is still very much collecting, his era is said to be from 1992 to 2002, in which 177 pieces were acquired. And since 2002, 202 pieces have been acquired. But that doesn't include the IBP collection. Tyson acquired the Beef and Pork Company in the early 2000s, and along with the company came their art collection of nearly 200 pieces, two of which stand guard in front of the entryway. On either side of a pair of large wooden doors, works of art themselves, rest two Indian sculptures, Iron That Walks and Trophies of Honor. They rest under two skylights. It's like they belonged in the Tyson lobby. And once you're in the lobby, you'll see two George Dombeck paintings. They hang above a couch, which is across from the secretary's desk. Dombeck is an Arkansas artist. He lives in Goshen and is a close friend of the Tysons. From his flowers to a water tower series, the company has at least 60 of his watercolors. And if you take a right at the desk.
There's one. This one is entitled Hello. And it's a big red flower hanging right at the beginning of the hallway going to our executive wing. But Dombeck, you know, goes through these phases where he paints one kind of thing or group of things for a long time. And he went through this period where he painted flowers and water towers and, you know, architectural things. You know, he was trained as an architect. So.
This painting takes us to the Pop Art Hall, which includes apples and the Oval Office by Roy Lichtenstein, Prince of Food by Wayne Thiebaud, works by Richard Diebenkorn, Sam Francis, Robert Motherwell, Helen Frankenthaler, the Robert Indiana Love series, which many will recognize from stamps with the slanted O, or the sculpture at Crystal Bridges. And then there's a piece by Brendan O'Connell.
About 10 or 12 years ago, decided to not paint anything but scenes inside Walmarts. And so he has become very well known as the Walmart artist. And we commissioned him to do a piece of Tyson products that was based on a photograph taken in a local Walmart store of some of our products in a display case.
The work is of Tyson Anytizers inside a freezer case. Though abstract, the products are easily identified. Brendan O'Connell has been dubbed the Walmart Warhol. And speaking of Andy Warhol, the pop artist has an entire hallway in these headquarters all to himself.
This hallway is dedicated to Andy Warhol. This is the Andy Warhol Cowboys and Indians collection that is 14 serigraphs that show everything from John Wayne to Sitting Bull and Geronimo. And this was, as I said, the first collection that John acquired and installed back in the early 90s. And we moved the artwork around quite a bit, but we have had these here in this one hallway for a long time because it's kind of a landmark for people in the company to tell people, go to the Warhol hallway.
And take a right, you'll see art. Take a left, more art. Hallways run north, south, east to west, and almost all are decorated with art. Real art. Much is by Arkansas artists, or those that have a connection to Arkansas. All is done in the 20th century or later, and some are gifts, like Cowmouflage, a sculpture of a cow and a chicken that rests in an atrium connecting two buildings. Cowmouflage was part of the 2001 Kansas City Cow Parade, and since Tyson has expanded to include beef and pork, it seems fitting. A work depicting the pork aspect of the business was also a gift, though this one was anonymous. The piece just appeared on a loading dock, and Schaefer welcomes any help in finding out who gifted it.
It is entitled Slaughterhouse in Terre Haute and was done by an interesting artist named Noel Rockmore, who was not from Arkansas. He was a New York and New Orleans artist that worked in the 50s, 60s, 70s, up to the 90s. I think he died in 1995. but there's kind of a resurgence of interest in Rockmore now. He was a true bohemian, I would say. And the theme of it is you know, it's inside a slaughterhouse with pigs being processed, which is why we assume someone connected to Tyson thought we needed it, but we still haven't quite figured it out.
The large painting is colorful, though it depicts the gory scene inside a slaughterhouse. Nearby is the entrance to the Don Tyson hallway, works from his personal collection. Some pieces even hung in his home.
Hallway that is dedicated to Don's traditional Western art and includes paintings and bronzes. All of the bronzes down this hallway were done by Jack Woods. But for people who like cowboy art, there's some pieces that people will, you know, artists that people will recognize. James Bama, that's a Remington. Frank McCarthy. Frank McCarthy was one of Don's favorite artists, so there's three or four McCarthy paintings, including this one entitled Old Blue Heading Home, which was Don's favorite painting and hung behind his desk in his office for a long time. And it's by Charlie Dye.
Archie Schaefer is a longtime executive and friend of the Tysons. He's also part of the four-member team, loosely called the Art Team. His interest in art came after taking an art history class from Don Harrington in the 1990s. That local artist is best known as a writer, but Tyson does have a few prints he did in the 1950s. Schaefer's favorite is one depicting a scene inside George's, the longtime Fayetteville watering hole. Schaefer's office is in the executive wing. You'll notice when you cross that threshold, because the carpet is plush, the walls are lined with Arkansas oak. And behind the secretary's desk, bronzed egg crates. When we reach Schaefer's office, I ask what hangs on his walls.
Three or four Noel Rockmore pieces in it. Also have a Doug Randall painting. Doug Randall's a Fayetteville artist that a lot of people collect Doug's stuff. I have a Russell Cothran photograph. Russell, you know, is a photographer for the U of A that lots of people know. I have one of Russell's photographs. Have a Lenora Parlor. I have a piece done by a great aunt of mine from Pennsylvania back in the 30s or 40s, I think. Behind my desk, I have a couple of woodcuts done by Neil Harrington, who is a Russellville, Arkansas artist.
Though not on his walls, Schaefer's favorite pieces in the collection are those by Carol Clore, whose sketches and paintings depict life as he remembers it. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art has some of his work. Also of note here, Crystal Bridges Museum has borrowed pieces from the Tyson collection. It's difficult to do this collection justice, which includes 25 photographs by Ansel Adams, works by Thomas Hart Benton, and sculptures by Ginger Henry Geyer. We've only seen what the flat building holds. There are two more towers that also contain art on the Springdale campus. Schaefer says they're trying to figure out a way to show it to the public, perhaps tours one day a month. As it is a place of business, people can't just wander around freely. It's for the Tyson team members to enjoy as they walk to their desks with their morning coffee or rush from one meeting to the next.
John just strongly believes that that exposing fine art to our team members and visitors, customers, vendors that come is important to cause them to think about things outside what goes on in this building, but also to encourage creativity and, you know, thinking about the big picture of where we are in the world. And everyone seems to enjoy it. Our team members, I think, are very proud of the collection.
The public will have one opportunity to get a closer look at Springdale's hidden treasure. Tomorrow at noon at the Shiloh Museum for Ozark History, Tyson art team member and curator Shannon Dillard Mitchell will give a slideshow. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.